Vaccine types and recommendations. Here we address vaccine types. Exhibit 3-28 focuses on immunization indications, recommendations, and contraindications, primarily for adults and children. Exhibit 3-28, vaccine types, indications, and contraindications. Note that for Lyme disease, a multivalent protein subunit vaccine is in phase 3 human trials. Also, a human monoclonal antibody for pre-exposure prophylaxis for seasonal protection against Lyme disease is expected to begin human trials soon. Vaccine standing orders. A vaccine standing order is a written protocol that allows trained and qualified healthcare professionals to assess the need for and administer certain vaccines to patients who meet specific criteria without the need of a physician's exam. Standing orders have been shown to significantly improve the rate of vaccination among adult populations and also reduce the number of missed opportunities for vaccination. In 2000, ACIP recommended standing orders for influenza and pneumococcal vaccinations. More recently, standing orders have been put in place for some COVID-19 vaccinations. The higher rate of vaccination and immunization can, in turn, reduce the burden on physicians' time and healthcare in general by reducing the rate of vaccine-preventable diseases, for example, influenza and pneumococcal disease. A standing order must be approved by a physician or other authorized medical practitioner and only HCP allowed by state law, for example, registered nurses or pharmacists, can administer the vaccinations. These HCP must be trained in three areas: administering vaccines, screening patients for any contraindications to vaccination, monitoring patients for adverse events in accordance with state and local regulations. In administering vaccines, the HCP should be familiar with vaccine information statements, VIS, and understand how to convey information to the recipient of the vaccine or their family or guardian. In the rare event of an adverse reaction to a vaccination, the qualified HCP administering the vaccine through a standing order must also be eligible under state law to administer certain medications, such as epinephrine, under a standing order. The HCP should receive training in how to report adverse reactions to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS, using appropriate VAERS forms and contact information, which should be readily available in all facilities delivering vaccines. Standing orders are recommended by the CDC for all healthcare facilities, and they are encouraged in other adult settings, such as inpatient and outpatient facilities, managed care organizations, assisted living facilities, correctional facilities, pharmacies, home healthcare agencies, and some adult workplaces. Vaccination guidelines for elderly persons. Since vaccinations can help prevent pneumonia and other respiratory infections, a resident of an LTC facility needs his or her immunization history to be included in the nursing admission assessment. The following routine vaccinations should be included for these or other elderly persons: pneumococcal polysaccharide and conjugate vaccines, pertussis, whooping cough as part of Tdap vaccine, varicella, shingles, measles as part of the MMR vaccine, influenza vaccine. Vaccination guidelines for pregnant women. General vaccination recommendations for pregnant women include HAV, if otherwise indicated, HBV, in some circumstances, influenza inactivated, meningococcal conjugate, if otherwise indicated, polio, inactivated poliovirus vaccine may be used if needed, TD, should be used if otherwise indicated, Tdap. During pregnancy, HPV is not recommended and the following vaccinations are contraindicated: influenza, LAVE, MMR, varicella, and zoster, shingles.